I'm told there's a Levana outside, so we'll make this quick. Maybe we'll even make it 1 minute. And then whoever didn't do Kiddush Levana out yet, myself included, should go. We will go do Kiddush Levana, if it's still there when we get there. Okay, Machtas HaShekel, Minhag Ashkenaz is to give a half of the coin that's Yotze Bozo, which would be a half a shekel. You can give a lot of money to Kupas, to Kupas Hol Staka. You can give a lot of money to Staka, Matanos Levyoinim, but Machtas HaShekel is Machtas HaShekel. There's no need to feel cheap that you're giving only a half a shekel. Those that give a half a dollar, I feel, are not Yotze at all, the Minhag, because even if many places will take dollars, the normal black market, it's not exactly legal tender in this country, but it's accepted all over, but coins are not. And therefore, it doesn't have a din of a coin. And it's like you're giving a piece of silver. And the minhag is to give a coin, not a piece of silver. So in my opinion, if you, those that are machmirim and want to give a half a dollar are not yotzei, because the minhag is to give a matbeya. So you give your machzor shekel. For those of you who live in Yerushalayim, I don't know where anybody would live in Yerushalayim if you can live in Ramat Beit Shemesh, but there are those who live in Yerushalayim. So the more common minhag, the proper thing to do, it seems, is to give it on Tainus Esther. There is a minhag to give it right before Purim, which in Yerushalayim would be this year, let's say Thursday Mincha, maybe Thursday Ma'ariv before Kriyas HaMegillah, but it seems to me that the consensus of Poskim is to give it on the Tainus, because there's a special inyan and mitzvah to give stuck on a Tainus, and this way you're hopping around, you're giving the Machzor Shekel on a Tainus, on Tainus Esther. There are always two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. It seems, one is to give the money of Machzor HaShekel to Aniyim, and the other is to use it for a shul, because the Machzor HaShekel in the Torah was used to build the Mishkan, not the Machzor HaShekel that was given for the Karbonos, but the Machzor HaShekel that's alluded to in Parshas Truma was used to build the Mishkan, and it was used like Bedek HaBayis to help with the ceiling, and to, you know, you get enough Machzor HaShekels, you could do it. But I think our minhag pretty much is to give it to Aniyim, although I'm not sure. I don't know what the Gabon do with it. But there was definitely a minhag to give it to the Beis HaKnesses or to Aniyim. The Bir Halacha says you could be Yotze Matanos Levyoinim with the Machzor HaShekel. It's a little tzorichiyun, because if there's a minhag to give it, it seems to me, I mean, it's a little tzarchian, if there's a minhag to give it, then you wouldn't be able to be Yotze Matanos Levyoinim with it. It's a different minhag, like Karav Zeh Ol Zeh. We'll just leave it by tzarech iyun. It's not a big amount of money anyway. You should be giving lots more anyway to Matanos Levyoinim. And that's it.